Hello, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, I had a whole show planned, and then the breaking news happened with Michael Sussman, and I'm not happy about it. So we talk about the Sussman acquittal, and then we talk a little bit about Joe Biden's op-ed when it came to economics in the Wall Street Journal. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you'd like to support the Charlie Kirk Show, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today. I know I will see many of you at our Young Women's Leadership Summit coming up later this week in Dallas, Texas. So go to tpusa.com. When you go to tpusa.com, you can give a gift of any amount to get your copy of The Conservative Response to the Great Reset. The offer is only going for one more week, so go to tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Support The Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Again, I love hearing from you, and make sure your friends are subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast by opening your podcast app and typing in Charlie Kirk Show and hitting subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. It's unfortunate, these news items that pop up. I want to get into Joe Biden's op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, but first, some breaking news. Michael Sussman has been acquitted by a jury of his peers in Washington, D.C. The Federalist wrote, quote, "While prosecutors presented overwhelming evidence over the last 2 weeks that Sussman lied to then FBI General Counsel James Baker in 2016, an acquittal by the D.C. jury still seems likely." Now, to give you an idea of how extraordinary it is to get acquitted by a jury of your peers, I believe it's less than 1% of all trials that go to all cases that go to trial actually end up in acquittal. But Michael Sussman knew that he could navigate a Washington, D.C. jury. These are his people. There were three Hillary Clinton donors that were allowed to be on the jury, one AOC donor, and Judge Christopher Cooper was an Obama appointee. Judge allows Hillary AOC donors in jury pool for ex-Clinton lawyers' Russia trial. So Michael Sussman, who was accused of lying to the FBI, not just accused, we have the evidence, he did it. It's in a text message. He said that he was going to go to James Baker on his own capacity when in reality he was being paid to do this, was acquitted by a jury of his own peers. This is a huge blow to John Durham, no doubt. It's a blow to all decency and justice, I'll be very honest. They're allowed to spy on a president, lie about it, use campaign funds to do it, infiltrate a campaign, all the while there is no justice and no accountability. Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Michael Flynn, they all come under massive scrutiny by the federal government and have to experience the full weight of the prosecution. Washington, D.C. has 76% of their registered voters are Democrats. 6% are Republican. You're not going to get a fair trial in Washington, D.C. It's just not going to happen. If Kyle Rittenhouse was tried in Washington, D.C., Kyle Rittenhouse would be in jail right now. So Michael Sussman got away with it. He was the chief architect who designed the entire scheme and the entire concoction against Donald Trump. Him alongside Mark Elias and Hillary Clinton and Robbie Mook and many others. So we're going to keep an eye on this story as it unfolds, which just goes to show the corruption and the depth of how insidious our system is. They would not want to indict a peer of their own. A lot of swamp creatures in the D.C. jury pool. It's extraordinary. It's so clear what he did. The mountain of evidence that he lied to the FBI. a text message. Do you think that if Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump or Ivanka Trump, if any of them had text messages saying that they were going to go to the FBI and say, hey, I'd like to give you some information. I'm not being paid by anybody. It's in my own personal capacity, even though they were being paid. Do you think they would be convicted by a DC jury? This is not good for our society. Let me just say this. This is very, very bad for our civilization. If half the country feels as if the government is going to target them for not minding their P's and Q's and dotting their I's correctly, and believes that the government has been completely taken over, which it has been, by deep state malevolent forces with the intent of putting them in jail, and the other half of the country can just get away with whatever they want, it's not good for America. It's not good. This is a pressure cooker that is going to, it's going to hit a boiling point. Americans have seen the crimes, the lying, the cheating, the stealing, the leaking. Rudy Giuliani's apartment gets raided. James O'Keefe's apartment gets raided. Steve Wynn gets targeted by the federal government. But Michael Sussman, he gets to walk free. Now, John Durham did his best. He presented the best evidence he possibly could. But in a DC circuit. And he's able to walk free. That didn't happen for Roger Stone or Paul Manafort. They had to get pardons. Or Michael Flynn. He had to get pardons. Now, this begs the question, though, which is, what is it going to take to actually achieve some form of justice? At this point, and I'd love Kash Patel's thoughts on this and Devin Nunez, I don't know if we're ever going to get justice, even close to it, for the Russiagate hoax. Bob Mueller, the entire gang of prosecutors, not just prosecutors, the entire gang of Clinton operatives that put this forward, I don't know if they're ever going to be held accountable. It's a very depressing story. I'll be very honest with you. It's not easy to do this. You do absolute evil and you spy on a president, you try to infiltrate the campaign, you use campaign funding to do it, which is illegal. You lied to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. All these things that Republicans and conservatives go to jail for. But if you're Michael Sussman, you're fine. The equivalent would be, do you think Roger Stone would have gone to jail or Michael Flynn? Well, Roger Stone never went to jail because he got pardoned. Or Michael Flynn would have had to go through this if he had a trial in Wyoming? Of course not. It's supposed to be a jury of your peers. That's an interesting way to put it. These are Michael Sussman's peers. They were not Paul Manafort's peers. It's such an extraordinary violation of the American promise of justice. And look, the system played itself out, so we can only complain so much, right? Went to trial, went to jury. But you look at the mountain of evidence. And this story, I totally disagree with. It's from The Federalist. It says, even if the jury doesn't convict Michael Sussman, the special counsel has won. I disagree. They walked free. They're going to consider this to be a vindication. MSNBC is going to have a field day where they're going to say, oh, the Trump-appointed John Durham suffers a big loss. It's an overreach of government. It's all fueled by the big lie. The Federalist wrote, the jury in the Michael Sussman criminal case resumes deliberations today after the long Memorial Day weekend. While prosecutors presented overwhelming evidence over the last 2 weeks that Sussman lied to then FBI General Counsel James Baker in 2016, an acquittal by the D.C. jury still seems likely. Judging the success of the special counsel John Durham's probe into the investigation of Trump and those associated with the Trump campaign and administration should not rest on the outcome of Sussman's prosecution, however. In fact, even if the special counsel's office scores a conviction in its false statement case against Sussman, that would do very little to right the scales of justice unbalanced by more than 5 years of the politically motivated abuse of power that began as crossfire hurricane and continued even after special counsel Robert Mueller issued his final report. They got away with it, and they're going to continue to get away with it. I mean, we were told to trust Durham, trust the process. No one's in jail. No one's going to jail yet. We'll see who Durham's next target is, but this is a massive blow to his credibility. It is. The media is going to go after him relentlessly. I hope he continues, and we're going to hope that he continues his pursuit of justice. But as it is right now, You're allowed to lie to the FBI, spy on a president, infiltrate a campaign, use campaign funds to do so, and laugh all the way to the bank. Michael Sussman has been acquitted by a jury of his peers. Have you noticed that it's becoming more expensive to take care of your overall health? That's why I love my friends over at Centurion Labs. They've combined vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, copper, and quercetin in one pill to save you money. It's called the Centurion Defender. It defends all your immune systems against allergies, cold, the flu, and the Chinese coronavirus. Who knows when the next wave will hit, and we want your immune system to be prepared. All you have to do is take the Defender with breakfast and one Defender with dinner and keep living your life. Now is the time to defend your health, your save money, and support a company that shares Christian values and loves this country. Check out Centurion's website, and they have all kinds of health supplements. Whether you're struggling to get pregnant, desire a healthy pregnancy, need a cough medicine to get you back to work, wish to have an energy drink that is actually healthy for you, or want to defend your overall health, Centurion can help. They have dedicated the last 15 years to research to develop a safe, effective, and affordable product made in America that you can trust. For a limited time, Kirk listeners can save 20% off their first order of Defender when you go to CenturionLabs.com/Kirk and use promo code Kirk. That's CenturionLabs.com/Kirk, promo code Kirk. That's CenturionLabs.com/Kirk, CenturionLabs.com/Kirk, promo code Kirk. Clinton campaign lawyers get away with it. That is the takeaway from today. We know we have two tiers of justice, a two-tier justice system. We had hope in Durham. We had hope multiple times in conversations with the great Kash Patel that something was going to result in this and there would be indictments and convictions. And you cannot have a country where the everyday person believes that if you think the wrong things, then you have a higher and more likely chance to go to prison. Michael Sussman got a get out of jail free card because he was a Clinton lawyer, not a Trump lawyer. What does that say for our country? And by the way, it's not like Republican attorney generals are going after left-wing people. No, of course not. This was such an egregious and flagrant and transparent crime. And there was no justice. I was just texting with some people that would know. I said, is Durham done? I mean, he has no credibility after this. I mean, he might be able to recalibrate and continue forward and do a couple more indictments. But when you bring a very simple case to trial and you lose, I mean, it's a massive blow to your operation as a prosecutor. This was supposed to be the easy one, by the way. This was supposed to be the one that you build the case on, you get him convicted, and then maybe between sentencing, you're able to get some negotiation. Now it's a total free-for-all. Hillary Clinton is cackling right now. Robbie Mook is enjoying some sort of fruity drink on the beach of Spain, wherever he had to go, where he told the judge he had to travel to. This is not good. It's not. I know someone just emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. What's the good news? There is no good news with this. No, it's actually awful and terrible. It is. After 3 years, John Durham has been looking into this, and the number one case he had, the easy one, the layup, was Michael Sussman. That was the one that was the easiest of all of them, and he loses it when it goes to trial. Forget the higher-up ones. Forget Andy McCabe or James Comey or Peter Strzok. If you can't win the Sussman one, well, then you can't build the larger, more important case of criminal conspiracy, of abuse of power. All these other types of charges begin to fall apart. So Michael Sussman was the Clinton campaign operative lawyer, who then, by the way, he could just casually call up the general counsel at the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, like, hey, I want a meeting. And by the way, nothing I'm about to tell you I'm being paid for, even though he was being paid for it. It was a direct and blatant lie to the Bureau. But the jury pool acquitted him because they said, oh, look at this poor man who's going to go to jail. He was just trying to save us from the carnage that was Donald Trump. The D.C. jury pool was probably not weighing the facts and the circumstances. I mean, the case was thorough. Durham did his job. And this is not an attack on Durham, but it's kind of hard to believe how you could bring a case to trial that is this bulletproof and it still gets acquitted. And Durham is proving that the entire collusion hoax was a Hillary Clinton enterprise, but now there's going to be an asterisk on this every time we tell the story. I'm like, oh, well, this is a conspiracy because when it was brought to trial, he was acquitted. Now, you might remember Bob Mueller brought one Democrat to trial, and that Democrat was one of the general counsels for Obama on a FARA violation, a Foreign Agent Registration Act violation. And you know that was the only case that Bob Mueller lost? It's the only case the Mueller team was not able to bring to conviction. When you go to trial in a D.C. jury and you're one of them, it sure feels as if and it seems like there's a wink and a nod. Oh, he's part of the regime. Let him off. And you have three Clinton donors and one AOC donor. Why did John Durham allow those people in the jury pool? That remains a mystery. If half the country believes there is no justice system, of which I believe currently, I do not believe there is a justice system for the ruling elite. I believe currently, cynically, and I will be very honest with you, that if you are part of the Democrat Party, next to murder, drive-by shootings, well, arson you don't actually go to jail for, looting you don't go to jail for, I don't really know if you'll ever be held accountable. I don't. But if you are on the right in this country, if you go take a selfie in the Capitol Rotunda, if your name is Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, if you're Paul Manafort or Roger Stone, if you're a major Republican donor, they're going to put everything they can at you. And not only that, when you're in front of that D.C. jury pool, you stand no shot. Justice cannot become revenge. This is not good. Hey, everybody. This Common Sense is brought to you by the folks at SecondVote.com. Amazing people who are fighting back against woke corporations. Subscribe now at SecondVote.com, promo code Charlie.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Dave Black. We've had uniquely American common sense since 1776, but now we're in the era of common nonsense.
Today's nonsense comes from our inflator-in-chief, Joe Biden. As higher prices grip the country, Washington elitists want to blame everything except their own actions, from COVID to supply chains to Putin. But that's all nonsense. The truth is that we have inflation because of the left's socialist agenda. Free money in the form of benefits means too many dollars chasing too few goods. The left's war on oil and gas makes energy scarce, and their fuel mandates hike the cost of diesel, which means everything you buy at the grocery store is more expensive. Companies go along with this because of socialist ESG investing. This is when liberal fund managers like Fidelity and BlackRock use your hard-earned retirement dollars to pressure American companies into supporting liberal policies. And these companies aren't just bad actors when it comes to your investment dollars. They also take the money you spend and give it to liberal causes, just like Starbucks. They give their customers money to organizations like Black Lives Matter and Planned Parenthood. They ban guns from their stores. And when Trump was president, they pledged to hire 10,000 illegal aliens. At Second Vote, we do the research to expose big corporation politics by scoring hundreds of companies on traditional American values. And we want you to use Second Vote research to make better choices with your money. So please make sure you arm yourselves every day with the knowledge you need to shop smart and stop funding the left. All of the research you need is available at SecondVote.com.
I'm Dr. Dave Black, reminding you that your first vote is at the ballot box, but your second vote is with your wallet.
Make sure you go to SecondVote.com and subscribe now using promo code Charlie for just $40 for a whole year. That's SecondVote.com, promo code Charlie.
Okay, we're going to keep on going through this Durham story. I mean, look, the judge, John Durham didn't push for recusal of Judge Chris Cooper, even though Michael Sussman was friends with the judge. Judge Cooper's wife represented former FBI lawyer Lisa Page. The judge and his wife were married by Merrick Garland, and Cooper was appointed by Obama. It is rigged top to bottom, everybody. It is just a diseased temple of a cesspool of corruption. That's not a good thing for people to believe about their government or their capital. The country is fracturing in front of our very eyes. Yeah, I mean, we were just texting with Kash Patel. He said, basic points. I was the last man to have any faith in D.C. in the Department of Justice. Now it's gone. Burn the whole thing down. He means it metaphorically, by the way. Because, you know, if we say that, unlike the left, we will be convicted by a jury of our peers and put in front of a court. Michael Sussman will not be done. So that's a joke for all of you out there. We're actually taken very literally and will be prosecuted maliciously. For those of us that love the country and that are patriots, for those of you that are patriots out there, for the rest of your life, let it be a message to you. If you get too popular, if you get too rich, you will be targeted by your government. Michael Sussman got paid to fleece the country. He got paid by a campaign to lie to America, drag this country through the mud for 4 years, through the lie of Bob Mueller, the lie of Alpha Bank, all of that, and then gets away with it. The ends justify the means. That is the belief of most D.C. Democrats. Those jurors are smiling and chuckling to themselves like, boy, we got back at Trump this way. They did this to obliterate the Trump presidency based on a total categorical fabrication, a lie, a fiction, a creation of one's imagination for the sole intent purpose of destroying Donald Trump. And one of the people that lied to the FBI, that put our country through that madness, we can't even get him on a technical crime that he so obviously committed. Just look at the text message. Now, jurors don't have to explain their decision. Guilty or not guilty, that's it. But you gotta wonder what their explanation would be. We do not have a justice system anymore in our country when it comes to the top levels. There might be a justice system for still for murder and for rape and for things on a local or county level. But at the top levels, to be able to hold the ruling class accountable, and just let me be very honest, if you do not have a system to hold your rulers accountable, well, then you don't have a system. You don't. This series of indictments, this chapter that we are living through is so instrumental, was so important to be able to have some form of faith in our country, in our judicial checks and balances. And is anybody above the law? I mean, that is Tom Fitton's line, Judicial Watch. No one is above the law. And we'll have Tom Fitton back on the program. Actually, there are people above the law. The Clintons are above the law. They do whatever they want and they get away with it. The Obamas are above the law. The Bidens are above the law. We'll see what happens with Hunter Biden. But after this, maybe Hunter Biden would be acquitted by a jury of his peers and a jury in Delaware. Who knows? But we do know that Donald Trump has been investigated by the New York Attorney General and the Manhattan Attorney General or the District Attorney relentlessly for years. We know that every single Republican gets under massive scrutiny from the federal government. But all there was just one request. Can we hold some of the people accountable that put our country through the mud, through the dirt, so make sure it doesn't happen again? That was just our ask. The demand and the thirst and the appetite for justice amongst the conservative base has been extraordinary because they see their allies, they see their team members, they see their fellow patriots get indicted and get cross-examined and not just cross-examined, their lives ruined. And Michael Sussman walks away freely. Clip 18, play tape.
The problem for Durham is the jury and the judge. I mean, he is facing a jury that has three Clinton donors, an AOC donor, and a woman whose daughter is on the same sports team with Sussman's daughter. I mean, the exception of randomly selecting people out of the DNC headquarters, you could not come up with a worse jury.
Welcome to Washington, D.C.
Right.
Jonathan Turley, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
We're following all of this.
DNC headquarters, that's Jonathan Turley. You could not have come up with a worse jury. Well, there you go. How did John Durham put up with that, by the way? Why didn't John Durham say, Your Honor, this you can't be on a jury trying to judge about Hillary Clinton, trying to rule on Hillary Clinton-related activities if you yourself were giving money financially to support Hillary Clinton? I don't know why John Durham put up with that. We were told for years that justice was coming, and we were cynical and we were skeptical. Now, what is the path forward with this? I don't know. I mean, we got to keep building. We got to keep fighting. I'm not saying give up, but I'm being honest with you. I'm not going to all of a sudden dress up something that isn't. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to get into this story here. It's Joe Biden's op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. Joe Biden, my plan for fighting inflation. This signals panic at the White House over the coming midterm elections as Joe Biden tries to pivot and tries to convince people that everything's actually terrific. Everything's phenomenal. So Joe Biden starts his op-ed by saying the global economy faces serious challenges. Inflation is elevated. By the way, Joe Biden didn't write this op-ed. This is written by some sort of academic committee that he appointed. Energy markets are in turmoil, he blames Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine. Supply chains that haven't fully healed are causing shortages and price hikes. Americans are anxious. Yeah, that's the least of it. I know that feeling. I grew up in a family where it mattered when the price of gas or groceries rose. We felt it around the kitchen table. But the American people should have confidence that our economy faces these challenges from a position of strength. In January of 2021, when I took office, the recovery had stalled and COVID was out of control. In less than a year and a half, my administration's economic and vaccination plans helped achieve the most robust recovery in modern history, Joe Biden writes. The job market is the strongest since the post-World War II era. Right. So here's the problem. We know working people are just getting absolutely pummeled by this economy. And if you read this op-ed by Joe Biden trying to convince you everything is wonderful, it feels like a lecture. Now, liberals are experts at lecturing. They don't actually ever have dialogue, which comes from the Greek word dialogos, which means through reason. They just talk at you. They don't talk with you. It is a common characteristic of a liberal elitist. Lecturing, they're the best at lecturing. But if you read this here, it's this long, meandering, overly academic argument that Joe Biden obviously didn't write, lecturing people about esoteric economic data, which actually, in reality, causes more anger and more dissension and more frustration. And so basically, they're kind of waving their wand, being like, stop complaining, okay? Everything's great. Didn't you know that monthly average job creation shifts in the next year from current levels to 500,000 to something closer to 150,000. So one of his arguments is about unemployment. Now, unemployment is a terrific metric at times of being able to judge economic success, but it's not the entire economy. Soviet Union had low unemployment. Obviously, everyone went to work. You got to go dig the ditch to fill the ditch back in. Go dig the ditch in the morning and you fill the ditch back in the afternoon. They had low unemployment. They went to work. The question is, did they have freedom? Did they have liberty? Did they have purchasing power? Are they able to own property? Of course not. Joe Biden doesn't talk about how the average price of groceries has skyrocketed nearly 30%. I went to Safeway over the weekend and I bought like a week's worth of groceries. It was like $300. There's nothing extraordinary that I purchased, $300. Gas is way up. Price of living has skyrocketed. And what is Joe Biden doing? Joe Biden says, look, it's Vladimir Putin's fault. This entire op-ed that he wrote in the Wall Street Journal, it signals panic at the White House. Bloomberg News writes that inflation is rising faster than pay for many American workers. New research finds many lower income earners are looking to tax refunds to ease financial pressures. Wages are not keeping up with inflation. They aren't. And yet Joe Biden's approach is, I'm just going to kind of tell you how wonderful things are. Didn't you know that monthly job creation shifts in the next year from current levels are actually up? I mean, it's such a overly academic argument. And honestly, it's the carnage of the academics. It creates a lot of anger from people when they get pointed at by their leaders, being like, actually, things are wonderful. What don't you understand? We're going to keep going through Joe Biden's ridiculous op-ed here, where he just kind of points his finger at you and says, don't you understand how good things are? Why don't you like me? It's these overly academic arguments. There actually is an interesting piece here in the NBC News. Inside Biden's White House, he is so confused, Biden is, why he's less popular than Trump. He can't figure it out. There's a whole quote here that's just hilarious. I'll find it in a second. But I want to make another point here about the Michael Sussman thing. We're kind of doing this on the fly. This news literally broke as we were coming on air. Michael Sussman being acquitted. When you have a society where there are people that are untouchable, you don't have a republic, you no longer have a democracy. We've never been a democracy, but you certainly don't have that. You have something different, and it's not even about hypocrisy, it's about hierarchy. You have something that's closer to kind of a more industrialized caste system, is the best way to kind of describe it, where you have a group of people at the top of your society that are the rulers and the ruled. And so you have an entire inversion of the society that was originally designed, where we want to live in a country where the many rule the few. They want to live in a country where the few rule the many. What happens when the few step out of line? What happens when the few use their power and abuse their power in such an egregious and transparent way? What is the course of action? Well, the founding fathers wanted to make it clear that anybody could go to jail, that anybody could be held accountable. This was a promise of a constitutional form of government. If you don't have that form of government, you live in an autocracy or a dictatorship or in a some form of a kind of combination of those factors. The idea that no one is off limits keeps the ruling class on their toes. It makes them hopefully behave a little bit more ethically. They're always going to be corrupt, but the idea that anyone could go to jail at any time hopefully has kept this country on the straight and narrow. But boy, is that not true. How many decades has it been now where the same groups of people, the same families of people, from the Clintons to the Obamas to the Clinton associates, they are untouchable? Which is hilarious because in the caste system in India, the untouchables are the people at the lowest level. They're the ones that you just stay away from. Where in this current metaphor, the untouchables are actually at the top because they are untouchable by the law. There's nothing you can do that can trip them up. They will get their pension. Just ask Lois Lerner, the chief architect of the IRS scandal. They will get their money. Hillary Clinton, did she get held accountable for the email servers? Of course not. James Comey? No. Peter Strzok? Nope. Lisa Page? Nope. Sussman? Nope. So what can one do? Nothing. We got a lot of work left to do before we ever hold these scoundrels accountable. We got a lot of government to win back. A lot of new institutions to rebuild. Today's verdict confirms what so many of us knew for a long time, is that there's no fair trials in Washington, D.C. It's a two-tier justice system. We've known that. Equal treatment under the law is a promise of the United States Constitution that is a foreign concept in the kingdom of Washington, D.C. They currently have January 6th defendants as political prisoners, and Michael Sussman can walk free. If you are wearing the wrong hat, vote for the wrong guy, or believe the wrong things, that means you have a higher likelihood to go to jail, be targeted by your government, audited by the Internal Revenue Service. We are living in an open-air police state. Sussman went through the process. He decided not to plea. He decided to play it out with his buddies. Wink and nod to the judge. I know you. Wink and nod to the woman on the jury. We're all Clinton donors. Kind of the secret handshake. And he walks free. But the grandmother that walked into the Capitol Rotunda that took a selfie on January the 6th, jail and called a felon the rest of her life. Michael Flynn targeted, and no one who targeted Michael Flynn has been held accountable. The two-tier justice system is alive and well, and I do not have good news to share. Not that it's going to get better and all this. Nope, this is a seemingly intractable problem. And I'm open for recommendations and suggestions on how to fix it, but it's not going to happen anytime soon. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.